Class 21 of the Indiana Ag Leadership Program, administered by Agri Institute, just returned home from our two-week international journey through Ghana and Kenya Sunday.
I'd say eye-opening.
Perspective changing.
It would be trip of a lifetime.
And those are just a few of my classmates in Class 21 looking back on their Ghana and Kenya experiences. Crystal Painter, who works for Southern Indiana Regional Economic Development Organization, Radius Indiana, says what struck her most about our time in Africa is that they're facing many of the same issues we are and asking many of the same questions we've been asking for many years here in the U.S.
How do we get the youth involved? How do we deal with the climate change pressures? How do we, you know, get the funding? It's like it all comes back to that one simple thing, and I think it was really good to hear that. We're facing the same challenges in this big world.
Many farmers and government leaders also shared with us that farm labor is a serious issue in both countries. For Andrew Sherman, director of the Economic Development Division for the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, he recalls a trip to a farm on our last day in Ghana, where we had to be presented to the village chief before being allowed to tour.
Remote village, a diversified farm where they had really integrated all of the different crops and things that they were growing in a really impressive way, where they were making cassava and plantains and a number of fruit. And we were just able to see all of that work together in a market. And really it was community values, generational agriculture. And it was just cool to see something like that work for that community, even though it's something that we don't see the same type of thing in Indiana, the way that they were able to make it work.
Benton County farmer Andrew Winger reflected on the trip at the airport, recalling that the group of 28 that went were practically strangers less than 2 years ago when the program began. The opportunity to share these experiences together is what will stick with him the most.
When you sign up for a leadership program, you think you're going to get a little education, maybe fine-tune some skills, and hopefully learn a few things, but never anticipated having a whole group of people that I was probably going to call friends for the rest of my life. Pretty cool.
To see more from the Ghana and Kenya trip, follow Agri Institute on Facebook, or just ask any Class 21 member. We'd love to share our story with you.